Hi, dear movie breakers. I'm your leader still, and I'm at Cannes, as you might have already noticed from the podcast we did. I'm here with Félix Dufour-Laperriere. You're French-Canadian, so how much at home do you feel in Cannes?
I wouldn't say I feel at home. It's such a privilege to have a film selected, to be there with a lot of the crew members, to share a very singular and atypical, unusual animated cinema, animated film. Yeah, it's a privilege. I wouldn't say I feel home, but I'm excited and I'm cherishing the moment.
Your film called Death Does Not Exist is your third long feature. It's the third animated work as well that you have. And what is so special about it is that you painted really almost all yourself. You are not just the director. You really do all the animation in a time where most animation is largely computer generated. How did you develop that style?
It was indeed all hand drawn. I made the first drawing, the visual signature, but I had a pretty important team, like more than 25 people in Montreal, animating, making the 12 drawings per second. So it's a teamwork. I did all the colors myself because I'm obsessed with the colors, but it is a teamwork with a very talented crew of animators. So a pretty long process, 3 years in the making. So we have to adapt to the reality, the economic reality of the production, to the thematic and the intellectual reality of the script evolving and being put in an image. But it's a good production rhythm. It's very specific to animation. You're not low intensity urgency for 3 years. It's like a marathon, but it's a good marathon.
It certainly is a very impressive film, especially in terms of style. We have a very reduced but intense color palette. We have strong shapes, also colors that leak into characters. It all seems very expressionist, also fauvist. Are there artists who inspire you or artistic periods that are a great influence on you?
The film, it's a good question. The film drew inspiration from a lot of classical, modern, and contemporary painter in Quebec. So I have very precise references: Clarence Gagnon, Marcel Ferron, Jean-Paul Riopel, Marion Wachshan, Pierre Dorion, who are Quebec painters, dead or alive. I reflected about their graphic strategies and the use of color and put the part of it in motion. The film was first thought as a sequence of color field, like the. You can see it in the opening and at the end and someplace in between during the film. It is a color palette that is put in a sequence, and within that sequence of colors, there's a story, there's characters and backgrounds and everything that are emerging from that sequence. It was planned at the very beginning in the script not to always distinguish characters from their background, so it's on purpose that the characters are linked with their context, social, political backgrounds. Narratively, they're linked with their context. And on the other hand, the backgrounds and context can be seen as emerging from the character psyche or the character emotions and the character movements. So it was at the heart of the making of the film, of the writing.
The story is basically an internal or internalized journey of the character. She is involved in an assassination attack of a group of rich people with another group of activists, all ends in a massacre. And the main character, who is called Elaine, escapes into the forest, then goes into a kind of journey that becomes more and more dreamlike and mythical, and also questions her deepest ideological beliefs. Very relevant today, but also timeless. How did you develop that themes, and how do you connect to the current politics?
I've put a lot of my convictions and contradictions in the film, and it evolved a lot from the beginning until the end of the making of the film. The production had to have two kids, it evolved a lot. So the script had a darker, even darker tone at the very beginning. It was a pretty pessimistic. It is still pretty dark, yet I tried to put some light, some importance to the relations we honor, so the friendship and love, for me, it's there's an actuality because the film tries to put forward two impossibilities: the impossibility of violence and the impossibility of the statu quo. It's this tragical opposition and contradiction that is at the heart of the movie. And I think we live in difficult times. We live in many ways in tragic times. So there's an actuality in that, even if it was written like 7-8 years ago. And
a major plot point is also class war and class injustice. You, as a middle class person, how do you see yourself within the class war, and how did you connect with that theme that you wanted to bring it on screen?
I'm indeed middle class. I'm privileged as an artist, as a man, as a white man, and living in a peaceful country in Quebec. So there's a lot of privilege. Yet I think it is our shared responsibility to keep this word decent and livable, which isn't the case in a lot of places in the world. So there's a collective responsibility to keep this word livable for everyone. I feel responsible. I'm trying to share a little bit of my own experience, which is film doesn't offer any answers. It's a film of paradoxes, contradictions, intimate and collective paradoxes, and that's where I stand.
You told me already before this interview started that yes, last night you had your premiere here in Cannes. Tell us about that experience and also how the audience here in Cannes, and in Cannes we have a very rich, upper class, very privileged, elitist audience. How did they connect to a film that basically challenges their world?
The film is selected in the director's fortnight, La Quinzaine des Cinéastes, which is a more auteur-oriented, maybe more risky selection within the festival. Last night premiere was beautiful. I loved it. It was very moving. There was a full house, a grand theater. The quality of the screening was wonderful. Even if we're privileged, I think we, and more obviously, if we're privileged, we have to think about our responsibility or our collective responsibility toward the future of our society and the reality that the reality of the actual experience of people who are suffering from the actual state of the world. So even here in a very privileged context, I think we can reflect about that matter of fact. And if the film is a tragic tale, it's a tale, so it brings with a certain intensity some problems and some reflections. If I worked well, I hope you can interpret it with different level of intensity. It's about the responsibility, loyalty, collective and intimate. It's about the engagement in connections. So I think that you can interpret it with different level of intensity, even if the tragic tale itself has a pretty intense take on direct and brutal violence.
How did you develop the characters in the script and work with the voice actors together? It has a very realistic feel that works amazing with the expressionist style.
Thank you. It was a lot. It was a real pleasure. The character, Ellen, is of mixed origin. So I casted a mixed origin Afro-descendant actress. It was important for me. That's how I see the future. There's a need for mixity to assume it and to see its reality. I think it's the future of our of Quebec, where I come from, but in general of the world. The film holds something of that in its middle. And the character are all, in a way, paradoxical alter egos. I tried to put a part of the truth of the film in each of them. They share the truth of the film, and the Hélène, Manon, the kid, and the old woman are all, they all have a certain part of the truth. It's a paradoxical, there's a mirroring process going on. They recognize each other. That's why Hélène doesn't act at the beginning, because she recognizes a part of herself in the old woman.
This film has a color palette that's warm and bright. Your last work was very muted. It was more gray and blue tones. Are you going to change up colors in your future project again?
Next film is in black and white, charcoal on paper.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that work? Because I already see my press agent like looking over your shoulder. So that's always a signal that the interview time is running short.
It is still an animated feature. It will be animated under the camera with charcoal. So black and white with a lot of shades. And it's about order and disorder, intimate order and disorder in society, social class, what is permitted to whom, to who is it is permitted to do what. So there's a class reflection. And in art, so it's mixing different level, different balances of order and disorder. It's called Everything in Its Place.
That's already very exciting. So thank you, Felix.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.